K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
My name is Brian.
It's Brian Fry.
Well, good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm all right. Hoping to figure something out here.
Sound unsure there.
What you need, Brian?
Well, I took a girl out. Her name was Donna. We actually met on one of the running trails at Clifton Gorge. And
nice.
It's funny, we were both listening to K99.
Yay!
How about that?
And we kind of hit it off, and I asked her to go to dinner. We went to the Olive Garden by Fairfield Commons
okay.
next week, and it went great. Everything, it was just a lot, it felt like a lot of chemistry, and then every time I've called her since then, it's just been kind of weird excuses, and, you know, I just feel like she's blowing me off, which doesn't make sense, because I thought the date felt great, and I thought we really liked each other, so I was hoping you guys could help me out.
So she is talking to you then, just blowing you off.
You know if a date doesn't go well, and it felt great, and ever since then, I've just gotten kind of stock excuses, and I don't know.
Okay.
Well, weird. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. What's her name?
Her name is Donna.
Donna.
Running Donna.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hold on a second. We're going to put you on hold for a second. We'll get Running Donna's phone number and call her.
I appreciate that.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
I imagine, Brian, that, I mean, if you guys were going about this time of the year, I bet the leaves looked really beautiful at the gorge, didn't they?
The whole thing was just magical. You can't write a better date scenario than out there with the leaves,
yeah.
running, and K99.
Running, I don't know why.
I just don't understand why this hasn't happened, Fry.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're struggling. Well, hold on a second here. I'm in the middle of dialing her number. Push the last couple digits here and be real quiet. We'll see if we can figure out what's going on here for you, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Hello?
Hi there. Is Donna available?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Donna. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm good. Hi.
Everybody's all happy to hear from us.
Yeah, right?
It might be your lucky day, Donna.
It could. You got a couple seconds where you can talk to us?
Sure.
All right, Donna. Well, reason we're calling you is we got a phone call from somebody that was inquiring about you. I guess you like to run.
Yeah, I like to run.
You were out running on a trail, we understand, and met somebody. Brian gave us a call. He said you guys kind of hit it off, and he took you to Olive Garden, and then nothing.
Yeah.
Do tell.
Just kind of curious what happened.
Yeah.
He was into you.
Yes, very much so.
Well, we met on the running trail, and I don't know, he's an attractive guy. His shirt was off, and...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Magic Brian.
Yeah. Magic Brian and Running Donna.
Good body, six pack, the whole thing. And so we went out. Oh, I can't even say it. He just sweats all the time.
You mean like when you were running?
No. It never stopped. He was running and he was sweating all the time. And then at dinner, he was just sweating and he was shining. And it was like soaking through his clothes.
What?
Yeah, it was. I couldn't handle it.
Was he really nervous? Maybe he was just super nervous.
Well, I don't know, but like how I couldn't deal with it.
How bad was it? Come on.
Well, okay, because it smelled too. We're at Olive Garden having Italian food, and I didn't know what I was smelling, if it was him or something else. And his whole, he has like a button-up shirt on, like a nice dress shirt, and it was like multicolored because his armpits and his back were all sweated through. And I couldn't eat.
Oh, I mean, did he try to? I don't know. When you're sweating that bad, you try.
Yeah, did he like mop it up?
Yeah.
You know, get like one of the napkins.
Yeah, no, he was like, I mean, he was wiping his face with a napkin. Oh God, I just couldn't handle it. He was wiping his face with his napkin. He was sweating. He was sweating into his food. His
Nuh-uh.
Sweat was dripping into.
No,
his food.
No, I was not. That's a little. I think that you're exaggerating a little bit.
Well, Donna, there he is.
Okay.
So what happened, guys?
It's kind of a vicious thing. I was nervous. I'm into you. It's a hot restaurant. I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt. I just like you.
Hot restaurant.
Do you sweat a lot normally?
I'm a bit of a sweater, I'll admit, but I don't think it's half as bad as what was just described.
Well, from my point of view, it was pretty bad. It was your back, your armpits, your face, And I don't know where else. That's just what I could see across the table.
Oh, man.
But, yeah.
I don't know. I just liked you. I thought we had a good time running. I thought we had a good time at dinner. And
yeah, we had a good time.
Kind of makes
running.
Me sad that that's the reason.
You're running.
He can't help it.
It's not normal to sweat into your spaghetti and then offer me some.
Oh,
God.
That's not funny. Poor guy.
Here's some sweaty spaghetti.
Ew.
Well, I don't know. At this point, I feel like I just wasted everybody's time.
Oh, Ryan.
No, it's not like that.
I really don't know if I would like to go on a second date with a girl like Donna anyway, to be honest.
Ooh.
Well, okay. So, I mean, this is where we jump in and offer you guys a chance on a second date that we pick up the tab.
Right.
Brian.
So,
I mean, if I was nervous last time and sweating, picture me this time. I'm just going to be a wreck.
Sorry.
Yeah, I can't handle that.
Are you calling it off then?
Yeah.
Aww.
She kind of seems pretty shallow to me.
Oh.
It's not my fault you can't handle your glands.
That's correct. Not your fault.
Okay.
We're sorry, guys.
Yeah, well, Donna, thank you for your time and...
your candidacy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Brian, sorry that didn't work out.
Good luck to you, Brian.
A little better for you. Definitely. Wishing
thanks,
you nothing
guys.
But the best.
Okay. Did you hear?
Yeah.
Oh.